The voyage continues across the open ocean between the Azores and Cape Verde. Here, the artists record the passage of an American East Indiaman, a large merchant vessel bound home from trading in the East Indies. The next island group that the artists portray is the Cape Verde Archipelago. Of the nine main islands, all volcanic, the panorama focuses on São Nicolau, São, Santiago, Fogo, and Brava. These islands are directly in the path of vessels bound on voyages around the southern capes, and as such, were of primary importance to whalers. Sea life abounds in these waters off the west coast of Africa, and large schools of small cetaceans can be encountered. This is a mountainous chain of islands. The high pyramidal rocks of São Nicolau can be seen to the west as the scene focuses in on the island of São. Bird Island sits at the entrance to Mordeira Harbor and the distinctive headland called Lion's Head. Another mountain on nearby São Vincent, Mount Cara, is renowned for bearing the profile of a man's face as if he's lying down looking at the sky. The principal port of Cape Verde and the seat of government Porto Praia is located on the southeast side of Santiago. Cape Verde was an integral part of the network of Atlantic trading ports with consuls and a custom house located at Porto Praia. It is where whalers stop to find fresh water, fruits, vegetables, and additional crew members. Cidade Velha on Santiago Island was a center for the slave trade out of Cape Verde. Note the number of schooners, sloops, and brigs. One of these is an armed topsail schooner flying the ensign of the Portuguese Merchant Service. Vessels of this type were commonly used for slaving, and this vessel could be a slaver bound to Brazil, to the coast of Africa, or elsewhere. In April of 1847, the 7,000-foot-high volcano, Pico de Fogo, erupted. Russell and Purrington captured this event beautifully, although neither artist actually witnessed the eruption. Among the most important and frequent ports of call at the islands was Brava. Here, vessels would often stand off and on the land while sending boats ashore for provisions. Often they would acquire new crew members, sometimes more than half a dozen at a time. In this scene, two whale ships are laying offshore, presumably tacking back and forth while the boats take on recruits at the foot of the path. In the next scene, Benjamin Russell's expertise as a whaleman artist rises to the fore. In this major sperm whaling scene, we see ships, boats, men, and whales captured in a hunting tableau. The ship in the foreground is hove to and has lowered its larboard boat, which presumably is the boat going to the enormous fighting sperm whale in the background. Lowering boats is an action captured by few artists, and it appears from this scene that the men are climbing into the boat as it is being lowered and before it hits the water. A lookout at the foremast is directing the boats toward the action. Other boats from other whalers nearby have killed and waifed one sperm whale, with another spouting thick blood in the background. The ship Trident of New Bedford is shown cutting a whale at sea. This would probably be in the region known to whalemen as the Carabelas Banks, or coast of Brazil, a sperm whaling ground.